Can there be a concept called spiritual science? Science, as it is defined today in the mainstream world, is, as I said, material explanations for material phenomena. If we consider that definition, then spiritual science is it's incompatible. But if we consider science as a whole, actually, words, their meanings are not fixed in dictionaries. Newton did not identify himself as a scientist. He identified himself as a natural philosopher. The word scientist itself, science and scientist came in the late 18th century. So, if today the word science, most people they may study science for 10, 15 years, and they won't even know that science actually means they look for material explanation or material phenomena. So just think of science as a systematic body of acquiring knowledge. So if you consider that generic understanding of science, then, as I said, spiritual knowledge can be reasonable, can be repeatable, can be verifiable. So the system of Bhakti Yoga that the Bhagavad Gita talks about different yogas, culminates in Bhakti Yoga. It is reasonable in the sense that it makes sense if we understand systematically. So it just as scientific theory, does it if it makes sense, it's reasonable. So the basic postulates, they stand the scrutiny of reason, they're reasonable. And then what it promises is repeatable. It doesn't just promise us, oh, you will one day wake up and you will see God. Well, somebody may claim I have seen God, but how do the rest of us know whether that person has seen God or not? So what the Bhagavad Gita focuses on is that we can see empirical transformation in people. Millions of people all over the world, by practicing Bhakti Yoga, have been able to break free from bad habits, have been able to develop themselves spiritually, have been able to say get rid of addictions, get rid of anger, and this has been objectively demonstrated. So, and this is something which is repeatable. As I said, thousands of people have experienced it, and it is verifiable. We ourselves can experience it. So, in terms of those criteria of being reasonable, repeatable, verifiable, we can say that spirituality is also a science. So thank you very much for your kind attention. Hare Krishna.
Hare.